Hello, this is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to my show, Sammy K Superfund Tune Time. It is 11 o'clock, not the usual time for my show, but alas, it is a special edition. We've got some guests on air with us tonight. We have Megan, if you'd like to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, everyone. I'm a huge fan of Sammy K and his Superfund Tune Times, and I am absolutely honored to be here tonight.
Thank you so much for coming. And we have Arman, a returning guest.
Yeah, third time here. A huge fan again. Love the music, love the shows.
Thank you so much, Arman. It's so nice for you to be back here again.
Yeah, good to be back.
Yeah. All right. So, this is a weird time that I'm doing a show. 11 o'clock. Usually I do it in the morning hours. You know, like 1 a.m. was my show last semester. But yeah, it's nice to be back. First show since December. We got some great music. We'll have some great conversations on air with you all tonight.
And Michael's also joining us.
Yes, we do have another guest, Michael, who's been with us before. So he'll be coming on. He's just finishing up his laundry, but he'll be here. He'll be here in like 10 minutes, I think. So I'll play the next song, and then when Michael gets here, we'll have a good conversation. And yeah, all right. So the first song you heard was Do It by Catriona from his new album, Bubba, which I really enjoy. It's a little bit more of like a dance album than what I'm used to from his music, but it's still great. It's still nice to listen to, nice to dance to as well. So we'll play another song from this album called To The Music, which I really enjoy the last minute of the song, so pay close attention to that. It's a great last minute. All right, see you later.
To the music. Don't be so paranoid, don't be so, baby, don't worry about it, hate it, don't even think about it, you worry about the wrong things, the wrong thing, you worry about the wrong things, the wrong things, you worry about the wrong things, the wrong things, you worry about the wrong things, the wrong things, tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time you be up in mind, checking through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor. About the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress about it too. Leave that attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look. Give you cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth. Don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the floor.
You just heard Paranoid by Kanye West from his album 808s and Heartbreak. Yeah, so great song. I just started really listening to that song after I attended a lecture at MIT, which was a lecture series about Kanye West and his music. Actually, Armand and I attended...
Me?
Yeah,
I'm me.
Leanne is the one who invited me, so shout out to Leanne for inviting me to the MIT Kanye West lecture series. But Armand and I went to the one about My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and watched The Throne, which was really enlightening. Do you have any thoughts to share from that lecture?
Yeah. Everyone just hated Watch the Throne, and it's such a good album, but I don't understand why people don't like it. I know it's a stupid album, like it's not meant to be the mind-blowing thing of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but it is fun to listen to. Like, there are a few bangers, and you like them.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think that it was not
something like, that... They were like, people, oh, this represented the downfall of Kanye, and... We can't. What else did the guy say? It's the end. It's the end of his musical career. Like,
yeah, there was a quote that they played that I found to be
quite
disrespectful. You know, just whatever.
It's
whatever.
Like the two greatest artists of that time merging together to make a new album. And think about this album, Jay-Z. So Kanye West is like a bit of a hyper man. You know, like he likes to go off tangent. Jay-Z was able to like put him on track.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Jay-Z is also like known to be like his biggest flaw is that he's pretty boring at times.
Yeah.
Kanye was able to make him exciting. That's why that album was great. It was like the two biggest minds. It's like you know, Hulk Hogan and what's that guy's name?
Hulk Hogan.
And like the guy from the 80s, the wrestler from the 80s who made friends. They made friends together. Super friends, you know?
I can't remember that. I wasn't in the 80s.
I wasn't either, but people reference that a lot. If you know, you can please call in.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, people reference that a lot. That's the tag team that, like...
Okay.
They made themselves. So, like, it's like that, you know? That golden. What else? I also liked My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but they didn't play the greatest song on the album, All the Lights.
Yeah, all the lights.
They just said, let's skip through it.
Yeah, they only talked about Runaway, which is a great song.
And Gorgeous, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah. But...
Tell us what you saw about Runaway.
Runaway, well, what I thought about it? It was just the way we looked at, the beginning and how like when the beat drops in and it just like gets you every time.
That's pretty cool.
A really interesting discussion about it.
And also it was pretty cool how they said the making of album, like they took 7 minutes to, they took like 10 days in Hawaii and they lived in a hotel.
Yeah. The whole story behind it was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah, so.
Check it out. I think, is it still available or is it over?
I think actually there's one on Thursday, the last one, Jesus is King, where they talk about that album. Go if you want, if you're in the area.
Yeah,
I don't think I'll be attending, but also Armand recommends Watch the Throne, so listen to that when you got a chance.
Yeah, you can't listen to it here.
Not right now. Once you're
actually
done,
my favorite album of his is. Which is your favorite? Three, two, one. Let's say our favorite album. You too, Megan. 3, 2, 1. Jesus.
Sorry.
What did you say, Megan?
I'm going to pull a Michael Freeman here and say Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. And because he's not here to defend himself and say that it's in fact his favorite album, he's going to actually lose it.
Well, we'll get him in here real soon, but we'll play a couple more songs and then Michael will be joining us. So,
what are the songs named,
next
Sam?
Next up, we got Ringtone by 100 Gex.
That's right, my Piss Babies.
That's right. 100 Gex coming right up.
Shout out to the Piss Babies out there.
Yeah, shout out to the Piss Babies. Enjoy.
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer. 27 missed calls, lighting up my cell phone. Sending you a text saying call you when I get home. Taking off my work clothes, working in a cold one. 45 group texts, 50 group DMs. Send another text asking me if I seen them. Pushing back a deadline, gotta make my bedtime. Then I crack a smile cause I love you and I'll do it all again. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer.
Okay, so you just heard Ringtone and Stupid Horse by 100 Gex. I hope you enjoyed that. Armand and I really enjoy that music, but Michael and Megan unfortunately do not. But, it looks like we've got a caller on air right now. So I'm going to go ahead and answer this. Hello, who is this?
Hi, may I speak with Sam?
Speaking. Just to let you know you are on air, so please refrain from using profanity. Can you hear me?
Define profanity.
All right. So
no curse words.
Yeah, no curse words.
Anything you want to say in front of your mother.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I'll have to talk to you later because we're about to debrief 100 Gex. But thank you again. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So 100 Gex, what are your thoughts, Armand?
Mozart, Beethoven, 100 Gex. Those are the three probably greatest artists of all times. 100 Gex is the future, let's be honest here. It's not music that you can listen to. Like, probably, I would actually put Death Grips up there, too. Death Grips. And Playboi Carti. Yeah, five greatest artists of all time. All
right.
Yeah, so, 100 Gex, like, takes all the things that we liked in 2000, in the 2000s, in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know what I'm talking about, the indie, yeah. Where the, like, the, what's the song, that song that's like, oh, I keep forgetting, the one that's like, the, like, like, you know, the 2000 early, like a classic 2003 song, like, which has that,
like a rock song,
yeah, like a rock song, like a in, like a song,
garage rock, or
yeah,
like
yeah,
rock?
Yeah, like a garage rock, you know what I'm talking about,
2003,
yeah, like,
I don't, is it like by the Killers,
like something about your mom, I mean, like Megan's mom, that song,
Stacey's mom.
What about my mom?
Stacey's mom.
Armand, stop.
It was recorded in Somerville. Did you know
that? Really?
Wow. Yeah, I went to the recording studio a little while ago.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, so Stacey's mom.
Looks like we've got another caller. So, hello, this is WMFO. Keep in mind, please refrain from profanity.
Well, I'd just like to request that you never play 100 Decks again.
I would like to disagree with you because 100 Decks really redefines music over here. Just because you haven't been able to habitate yourself to 100 Decks yet, you can't say you can't play. This is music right here.
Their concerts.
Yeah.
They're
so.
Trash.
All right, so...
Please disconnect the caller right now.
All
right,
he hung up on us. So, we appreciate your opinion about 100 Gecs, but we will not be playing any more 100 Gecs tonight, so... Yes, all right.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll be moving on to a song requested by Michael.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael. I got here. I'm here now.
Yeah, yes.
Which song are we playing next?
Fair Game by Dayglo.
Fair Game by Dayglo. All right, so Dayglo is an artist that I recently discovered. He had an album that came out. I was trying to do some research on when it came out, because according to Spotify, it came out in 2019, but most of the sources online were saying it came out in 2018. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating album. Dayglo, it's this guy. His name is Sloan Struble. It's from Austin, Texas. And he recorded it entirely in his bedroom at home, and he released it right before he went to college. And I have this article here from Ones to Watch, and it says that Dayglo's feel-good indie music is the antidote for dark pop. And I agree wholeheartedly. The whole album is sincere, it is honest, it is lighthearted, but still emotionally taut? What's the word? What's the word? Like a...
Strained?
Yeah, like it's got real oomph in it.
Taut?
Yeah, taut. Yeah, I like it. It's very good. This is one of my favorite songs off the album. Mm-hmm. Also notable songs. The name of the album is Fuzzy Brain, which is one of the songs on the album. Hot Rod, Can I Call You Tonight, Dear Friend. Listen to the album. Highly recommend. Good indie pop.
All right. Well...
Is as good as 100 Gecs.
All right, Armand, we're finished with 100 Gecs.
It's 100 Gecs times better than 100 Gecs.
So like 10,000 Gecs.
Yeah, 10,000 Gecs.
Oh, wow. Because their album was actually called 1,000 Gecs.
So it's 10 Gecs.
Wow, that's math.
That's a math thing. Sorry, I'm just...
All right.
Let's go.
Without further ado.
Dayglo.
Now as I look upon them in the front.
All right, that was Fair Game by Dayglow.
Yes, that was my recommendation. Listen to Fuzzy Brain; it's a great album.
Well, listen to 1000 Gex.
No, okay, stop.
All right, we're done with Gex.
All right, but
no more Gex.
Dayglow. I'm definitely gonna listen to that album. That was a very pleasant song. I really liked it.
I mean, you guys know, when I came to Tufts, I only listened to rock. Since coming, since maturing, I've started listening to other genres, new music. I see your air quotes, Megan. the listeners can't, but I can. And
good job painting a picture with words, Michael.
The breeze was blowing through. Anyway, I like indie, and I like indie pop now. The article that I cited earlier mentioned it a little bit, but a lot of indie sometimes takes a very dark turn. A lot of dark themes, and it's covered in this facade of clean guitars and clean sounds and ethereal sort of airy aesthetics.
Oh, that's interesting.
But sometimes it can really take a darker turn, and this is just, it's fun. It sounds nice, and it's,
yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah.
Colin, if you disagree.
Yeah. All right, so next up we have Yo Love by Vince Staples. This is a recent song that I like. It's pretty chill, and it's good. Yeah, enjoy.
Too short, mine is bubble the report. Speaking about me and you, since they got me off the porch, I've been beating black and blue. Story of my life, tell me something about you. Where you from? Did you stay or did you run? You ever thought about the daughter or a son? Nope, you looking for a Jason Lyric or a Love Jones? I know you probably sick of love songs,
but I do life for your love. I would probably swing the knife for your love. Go against everything right for your love. And I would probably man down them if they ever tried to stifle your love. Cross the line, I just might feel love.
I still remember when we used to all pretend. Afraid to be in love, afraid to just be friends. I still remember when you used to call me up. Was broken hearted young, that nigga dog you, huh? Baby, don't hold no grudge, you know I'll hold you down. And if they ever try, I got 100 rounds until the day we die. And then we in the sky, forever loyal in the moment, no immortal.
I do life for your love. I would probably swing the knife for your love. Go against everything right for your love. And I would probably man down them if they ever tried to stifle your love. Cross the line, I just might feel love. She my forever thing, baby, you more than great. I never say a word, this first 48. Look, I remember when we started popping, yeah. You stole my eye, I stole your heart down at the counterfeit. Now at first, kinda worse, I left a note in your purse. Remember me from this verse, I'm turning myself in. I can't pretend we both going down the road. I need you to have my seat, set the legacy in stone. I do life for your love. I would probably swing the knife for your love. Go against everything right for your love. And I would probably man down them if they ever tried to stifle your love. Cross the line, I just might feel love. Bin ich live, Bae, ich hab keinen Empfang.
wenn du schreibst, bin ich live für dich. Babe, ich hab keinen Empfang. Doch ich weiß, dass du bleibst. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah. Doch du kennst mein Problem. Ich hab meinen Sender verlegt. Ich hätte nie gedacht, dass das noch jemand schafft. Doch du änderst das Game. Dein Chatverlauf, oh Baby, Baby, ändert mein Leben. Babe, ich hab keinen Empfang. Doch wenn du schreibst, bin ich live für dich. Babe, ich hab keinen Empfang. Doch ich weiß, dass du bleibst. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah. Baby will mein FaceTime. Doch ich habe StageTime. Yeah, yeah. Sie will mich wiedersehen. Sie macht aus allem mein Problem. Yeah, yeah. Im Chatverlauf sind hart und blau. Wenn du mich brauchst, dann bin ich top. Wenn du mich brauchst, klick online mit der Maus. Da bin ich 24/7, saug mich aus. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah. Babe, ich hab keinen Empfang. Doch wenn du schreibst, bin ich live für dich. Babe, ich hab keinen Empfang. Doch ich weiß, dass du bleibst. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Lebe über WhatsApp. Yeah, yeah. Lebe über WhatsApp.
Okay, you just heard Data Love by R.I.N., which is a German song. Shout out to the German language. I learned that all through high school. So that was a great time. So now it is time for our PSA, which Megan will be sharing with us. So take it away, Megan.
Thank you, Sam. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you so much for the PSA.
Thanks, Megan.
I already changed my minds on ladders.
You're welcome. Ladders are dangerous, everyone.
That's right. So there's someone calling in right now, so we'll go ahead and answer this call. Hello? Please refrain from profanity.
Okay.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, I'm calling from San Francisco.
Oh, it's Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Sorry, did you say that one more time?
Just hello.
Hi. Yeah, we're just saying hi.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm listening to the feed at the same time, and it's a little disconcerting. Just wanted to say hi to Megan.
Oh my god, hi Nathan.
Hey Megan.
So good to talk to you.
Likewise. That's all. Have a great night.
Thanks, Nathan. You too.
You too.
Thanks for calling in.
Sleep well.
All right. Yeah. So next up, we have Rex Orange County, as requested by Michael again.
Yeah.
Rex Orange County, I think I started listening to his music like fall of 2018.
After.
But I didn't really get very far into his music. But then he released a new album recently, and there's a concert coming up.
Yeah, next week.
At the House of Blues.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
I had to look at the date.
Yeah, yeah. Tickets are kind of pricey, but...
They are a little pricey. I probably will not end up going.
Yeah, yeah.
But House of Blues, accessible.
Yes, very accessible. It's a really cool venue. Been there once.
Oh, I also learned Dayglo has a concert in March, but it's sold out for the Boston show.
Oh, really?
But if you get back to Philadelphia, I think there's still tickets.
Oh, nice. So. I'll look into that. Yeah, so... The song Uno by Rex Orange County. Mm. Armand, you're familiar with the song, right?
Yes. You think it's a happy song, but it's a sad song. It's pretty nice. I listen to Rex Orange County. I call him Rex because we're that close. it's like right after the Flower Boy album because he had like a feature, and I think most people heard of him through that, right? I'm assuming you did.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's how
Michael
I...
Michael doesn't listen to rap, right? But
no, I don't listen to rap. What do you call him? Is it indie rap? Like, what do you call that genre?
I don't know.
It's
soft
rap,
boy
but it's
music?
Not. Okay, Armand.
3 a.m. sad boy songs.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty interesting that we both...
Yeah.
We like all have different ways of converging on an artist, and...
Yeah.
That's... I just think that's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah.
All of our different backgrounds.
Yeah.
But we find common ground.
We find common ground in 100 Rex
Orange...
No, in Rex Orange County.
Yeah. I like this song a lot. I was listening to it earlier. Yeah, like Armand said, it's very interesting because it sounds very chill. It sounds it sounds almost upbeat.
Yeah, and the robotic voice is like something that's like pretty cool. That like not a lot of indie songs have them, right?
The timbres.
Yeah, like
that the song employs.
The mm-hmm. Yo,
the different colors.
What'd you say? Even you, that bit.
I forget which part.
Yeah. Okay, when we listen to
it. Yeah, we'll listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll listen to it right now, actually, so...
Here we go.
Here we go.
I don't know where to start. How do you admit that you're falling apart? I mean, how will I admit that I'm falling apart? My mother's gonna worry, but I'm fine in my heart. I live the worst that I've said, and I live with a voice that tends to tell me that I'm shit in my head. And well, maybe I should fuck it and be happy instead. I should just say fuck it and be happy instead, right? Trying to tell me how to deal with myself, but I'm not gonna listen if you mention my health. I don't care, don't tell me and don't text me, cause that kinda shit upsets me, just kind of affects me. And it's bringing me down, and I'm not gonna lie, these days I prefer to just not be outside. And these days I just end up spending all of my time with my girlfriend, but to be honest, I think that's alright. Cause time keeps rolling and I'm just making songs.
I'm doing my best, still find myself stressed,
and I'm no longer sure where I belong.
I'm starting to rust, don't know who to trust.
Don't trust anyone, no or even me.
Some people concentrate on style too much, but I think I just force myself to smile too much. And that should soon end for the best. Yeah, I wanna live my life with no stress. Love life and feel blessed. Like, it's kind of funny on the inside. I'm trying to be a man, but really I'm just a little child. Shit. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there anything else?
Oh yeah, my jaw hurts a lot because I grind it with stress. I was an idiot recently and lost a lot of my friends. Nothing brings me joy and nothing makes me smile. Being in school makes me aware of how I haven't been myself in a while. And I wonder what it was like to be 11. Wonder if there's such a thing as life after death, such a thing as heaven. And every now and then I think about the fact that I'd become a legend if I died at 27.
Outside is cloudy, but I like that better.
Better.
Behind no wheel, but still ain't on my way. Some people say they want to live forever. That's way too long, I'll just get through the day without any complications. Does it always gotta be so complicated? Ooh. When I'm way too young to be getting old, and all I wanna do is look, but I can't see, baby. Who you talking to? Why you talking to me, baby? Ooh, let me know if I can see you later. We could make it easy.
Okay.
28.
You just heard Complicated by Mac Miller from his posthumous album Circles. sadly, he passed away last fall of 2018. I can't remember the exact month, but it was really sad for all of his listeners and just how he died. It was a very, very sad time, but there's an interesting, well, actually, and you heard it in the last song from Uno, the line about the 27 Club.
Yeah, the final closing line.
Yeah.
What is it? Every day I think about how I'd become a legend if I died at 27.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Mac Miller, actually, he passed away at 26.
And Avicii at 28.
Avicii at 28. Actually, one time I think Mac Miller said in a song something similar to that of Rex Orange County, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many of the listeners are aware of this, but there's a phenomenon that exists in sort of cult pop iconography of this idea of the 27 Club. And essentially, it revolves around a lot of famous people, particularly musicians, have a tendency to die young. And what's very strange is there's a trend of certain musicians dying at the age of 27.
Mm-hmm.
So like Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, are you?
There's just a string of that. That's when it became the most famous, is the late '60s, early '70s, when there was a bunch of them right in a row, and then it regained resurgence recently. And it's just fascinating to me that it keeps showing up in songs that people show me. Like when I was listening to Uno, there's the line at the end.
Yeah, and then do you remember
the
Chance song?
Because my sister showed me that song, and she had no idea about the 27 Club, but that verse hit me really hard, because he says he's like, now he has a kid, and all his life he like idolized the 27 Club, and now it's like, it's sad, like you don't want to die young.
Yeah.
The Big Day? Is that from
the Big Day? From the Big Day, yeah.
Wait, you don't like it?
Not at all.
Mm. Well, do you remember also has
Death Cab for Cutie?
Yeah. No, the 27 Club is fascinating.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. If you're not familiar with it, you should go check it out. But yeah, it still permeates through artists today.
And all genres, really.
Yeah, I think it's just like a fallback from just like having so much talent when you're so much like so many eyes on you when you're like 22, 21, and then kind of just burn out when like 3-4 years in, and then you start using because you think you need to use drugs to like see the future and see the future of music, and it goes, you go harder and harder, and then you can't control yourself because you surround yourself with something different.
Yeah, I mean it sucks, but
life is just, it's so precious. With Kobe Bryant's passing recently,
it's just
so hard, you know, just to think about that, all these,
the loss of talent, loss of potential.
Yes, exactly.
Juice WRLD also died earlier this year, right?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah.
How old was Juice WRLD?
21, 22?
Yeah, he was very young.
Yeah, cause he started, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
X died because someone, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we've got time for a few more songs. As Michael requested, we'll play I'm Full by The Wallows. Is this another indie style?
Yeah, Wallows is indie, yeah. What's interesting about Wallows, I didn't know this when I first started listening to them, but it's a trio, and one of their members is Dylan Minnette. Is that his last name? He's an actor.
Oh, is he the guy on 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah, he's the guy on 13 Reasons Why, which I didn't know when I started listening to him, but I've seen a couple of interviews with him now, and he seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought much of him just from being on a teen heartthrob TV show.
Yeah.
But, I like their music. They have the album out right now, Nothing Happens. They have a few EPs.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend them.
Yeah. All right, so we'll actually probably this will be the last song we'll play, but we'll talk right after it. So I'm Full by The Wallows.
Me once again, then I'm screaming at my friends cause I'm at it again. Tell me something, tell me what you like. Don't remind me that there's no one inside there. You're my only friend. You're at it again. Then I'm screaming in my head when I've got nowhere to go. Then I'm falling into
Okay. It is approximately midnight, so the show is now over, sadly.
No.
But we thank you all for tuning in.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to 91.5 FM DOMINFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, of course. So the new schedule for this semester will be coming out very, very soon. So find out when my show is for my regular show, because this is not my regular time. But yeah, I'll find out.